Welcome to Engender Love. I'm your host, Dr. Shannon Ponce. Join me as we discuss all things gender so you can better connect with those around you. So let's get started as we engender love. I have gender inclusivity in business on my mind right now because I have been preparing to speak at the Platform and Profit Summit May 1st through 3rd. It is a free summit filled with a huge array of amazing speakers to help businesses increase their profits while staying in alignment with their values and learning how to partner with other companies and organizations to strengthen their own business. And the speakers are incredible. All free, virtual. You watch it from the comfort of your home and your PJs if you want. And I will put in a link in the show notes. So if you want to check it out, sign up for it, it's really going to be amazing. I strongly recommend it. But my part in there is talking about auditing your business for gender inclusivity, because I think it makes you a better business and therefore a better partner. But as I have been thinking about this, I think it's really important that before you label yourself as a gender inclusive business, that I think there are three main things that you should do and set up before you label yourself that way. Because I truly believe if you do not do the work, then you can do more harm. Being a gender inclusive business is not a checklist. It is not a, okay, you know, we said these words, we put these pictures up, check, check, check. It is more than that, because all of us, and I usually hardly ever say all, but in this case, I truly believe that all of us were raised with an understanding of gender that is not accurate and consistent because we didn't know better at that time. That's why I feel pretty comfortable saying that. It hasn't been since the 2000s that we really began to understand gender. And in fairness, gender diversity has been existent since the beginning of time. So maybe there are some people that have been aware because it has been around since the beginning of time. However, in the societies and cultures that most of us live in, it has been squashed and it has not been recognized. So I would guess most, if not all of us, grew up with a certain understanding that is not accurate. And for that reason, I think you have to do the work to understand gender, because if you don't, and you say, I don't care, people can be who they are, you be you, me be, I'll be me, like that's great and amazing. And that bias, that misunderstanding that we were raised with will come out in your language, will come out in your policies, will come out in your behaviors unintentionally. Even if your intentions are good, you can do harm, because to not understand the difference between gender identity and biologic sex and gender expression can invalidate people and make people invisible. So I think it's really important to do the work. It's not enough to just to check the things off, but to understand, if you're changing the language in your copy, why are you doing that? Like, to me, the why is the most important part. And by working on it, then you will do better. You will serve better. So here are the three things that I think are really important. The first one is to get educated and trained. And if you work with more than, if your business is more than just you, everybody needs to be educated and trained. Anyone that is going to come into contact with clients needs to be educated and trained and have that opportunity. So it means bringing people in that will help you gain that understanding of gender, deepen that understanding of gender for you, as well as give you the opportunity to examine your beliefs. It is not easy to live your life thinking something was a fact and then finding out that it is incorrect. It usually takes some processing and some work. So I strongly encourage having space to look at how was I raised? What did I believe? How does this go against what I believe? How does what I grew up believing support this? I think both can be true. And so having that space to evaluate your beliefs and seeing how it affects you now and being educated and trained. The second thing that kind of goes along with that is I don't think this is a one and done. I don't think you can have a speaker come in, give you a talk and okay, we're good. That just brings awareness. That does not bring a shift. That does not bring a change. It only brings awareness. So the change really comes with continued education, with getting a chance to evaluate it. Because just like when you learn anything, then all of a sudden you become aware, right? Like as soon as you learn something, like, oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. Oh, you know, you begin to see it in all places. And that will also allow you to begin to see where your assumptions are and where you hadn't thought about it before, but now you're aware. I'm like, oh, I've often said these things, or I've often thought this way. And I can now see, now that I understand gender, why it's different. So having that continued education to support that awareness, to begin to create change. And some of that continued support is not just continued education, but it is giving people the space to be able to ask questions. I think that is really important. As we become aware, then we may begin to have more questions. Oh, I never thought about this. What about this? Can you help me work through this? And many times, some of those questions people are afraid to ask. They know that the business is values is to be gender inclusive. And so they may be afraid to say, like, well, I don't get this. Well, I don't understand this, because they don't want to be seen as fighting against it. But yet it's a true question in their mind that they know working through it will help them do better and have greater understanding. So I think it's really important to have a safe space for people to ask those questions. And not worried about being fired or being labeled as bad or anything like that. So having the education, then the continued support, I think is very important. And the third thing that needs to be done before you promote yourself as a gender inclusive business is look at your policies. I'll give you an example. There was a decent sized business that served youth, and in their business, they had always promoted themselves as gender inclusive. And I truly believe that that's who they wanted to be. All genders welcome. We see you. We support you. All the things, okay? Saying all the right things with the flags and everything. But it turned out their policies did not support that. They had a policy that for gendered spaces, specifically for overnights, which this didn't come up a lot for them, having overnights, but occasionally, that their policy was that kids had to be separated based on the sex they were assigned at birth. And as they realized that this is not in alignment, I would argue that that made it even worse, even more harmful to spend all this time promoting, to having people believe it's a safe space, and then this policy that does not see people for who they are. So what they had to do is they had to evaluate the policy. What was the purpose of the policy? Because the reason it really came up is that they had clients who were transgender, and this policy would, for some, create great discomfort because they weren't comfortable staying based on the sex they were assigned at birth. For some, they weren't comfortable because they weren't out. They were non-disclosed, meaning that those around them did not know they were transgender. They just knew them as the boy or the girl that they are. So to ask them to stay in the sex they were assigned at birth would out them. And then the other thing, as I mentioned, is that they also may create additional level of not feeling safe. So they had to look at their policy and understand why the policy was written the way it was, and then decide whether the goal of having the policy written that way, did it give them that goal? Did it help them achieve the goal they were after? So they had a decision to make, looking at what the goal of the policies were, looking at how they wanted to promote themselves and their values. And they had a decision to make of whether or not to keep the policy and change their marketing, stop promoting themselves as welcoming to all genders, or being more transparent, welcoming to all genders as long as there's no overnight, or something along those lines. But they either had to be more transparent or back down because their policies didn't support it, or they had to change their policies. And I think that would have served them better to have done that work before they started promoting themselves. Because even as they were addressing, there was a lot of lack of knowledge and understanding gender. Their intentions had always been good. You know, we don't care. We just want you to come and learn and be yourself. But they never took the time to learn. And so that was some of the work they had to do to address the policy. But that policy could have gotten them in real trouble, in the sense of, as a private business, they can do what they want, but it's not going to really look good to say, hey, we promote all people, and this policy really demonstrates a lack of understanding. We had people think they're safe, and we really did harm. And again, I don't think that was definitely not their intention at all. But it really drives home the point that you have to begin to gain a level of understanding. You have to do the work. And this isn't to say that you have to be perfect before you ever, you know, put it out there. But I think you need to understand what needs to be done. And I think these three things as just a baseline are a great start. Set up continued. I don't think you have to already have continued, but you have to set up continued education. Have that first education and training and get some feedback of, are you ready to promote yourself? Have you had a chance to look through all the things like your policies and really reflect on that? Because if you wait till you're perfect, you're never going to promote yourself as gender inclusive. And I think it's wonderful to be gender inclusive, but be gender inclusive on purpose. Because the whole purpose is to serve people with respect and dignity. And if you want to serve with respect and dignity, then it's important to do the work, to have the understanding, to give people the dignity that you see them as they are and understand exactly what that means. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Engender Love. If you have more questions, visit my website at engenderlove.com. You can contact me, sign up for my newsletter, or schedule a time to meet and see how I can support you. Have a great week and continue to engender love.